This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, good morning. This is Pastor Ken Jones, the Truth is Holy show, and I want to thank you and for your listening support, and I want to encourage you to listen at 11 a.m. Starting in January, the second week after New Year. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for every good and perfect gift. I thank you for the humility of Jesus Christ. I thank you for allowing him to live in me and in us. We are your people who are called by your name. Lord, we thank you for your love and your forgiveness. We thank you for dying. We thank you for teaching us how to live, how to love, how to suffer, how to die, and how we must be raised. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, so please feel free and share the word for this program. And in advance, I thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. Our writing number is P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. My direct line to reach me is 203-4497, and that's area code 904. And you can follow us on Facebook at Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion. And if you want to visit with us, 1800 Edgewood Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208, Thursday nights, 7 to 8. This is a brand new startup ministry. And for the call-in show, it's live. The Truth is Holy show will be live. The number for that is 904-401-1413. Again, it's 904-401-1413. And I would solicit your support. And if you would call in to pray for me or to ask me to pray for you or whatever questions or discussion that you would, that you're felt led to by the Holy Spirit, we want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I care for you. I care for the people of God. I care for people, period. I just wanted you guys to know that, and that I'm here for you. And I pray that you're there for me and that we are here for God. So I wanted to speak on 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And I'm just going to just preach because of the limited time. This is a pre-recorded show, so there's no live phone in now. This is just a promo to promote the shows in the future here. So it says, Paul says in 9, I'm not an apostle. Am I not an apostle? I'm not free. Yes, you're free. Are you free, my brothers and sisters? Are you still naming the name of Christ and not free? We need to preach the gospel. We need to turn back to the old landmarks. Have I not seen Jesus Christ, our Lord? Yes, Paul, you've seen him. You met him in the road to Damascus. Have you, my brother and my sister, seen the Lord? I've seen him. I've met him. He scared me out of my house with my wife and my children. Have you met him? Yes, we can attest. We're in agreement with you, Paul. Are you not my work in the Lord? Haven't you touched people's lives? Haven't you prayed for folk? Haven't you ministered to them? Your hospitality, your charities, your bowels of love, your goods, you've opened your home. Haven't you submitted yourself to the righteousness of God? Yes, we'll see the fruits of our labor. We need to turn back to the gospel of God. Paul says in verse 2, if I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you, for you are my seal of mine apostleship. You are my proof in the Lord. You, the people of God, the people in Folkston, the people in Jacksonville, the people in St. Augustine, the people on Jekyll Island, you are my proof that I have the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit resting, ruling, and abiding in me. You are my proof that I live the life of Christ, but yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Can people see Christ in you? Can they see the Jesus in you, the manifestation of the working of God? My answer to them that examine me is this. In verse 3, verse 4, have we not power to eat and to drink? Isn't it within our autonomy to do that which we will? But now that we are in Christ, we are a new creation, we have no thought for our will. Have we power, in verse 5, to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles and brethren of our Lord and Cephas? Aren't you able to minister to them that are feeble? Aren't you able to minister to those that are walking contrary to the gospel of God? Aren't we not to be held accountable for our actions, our deeds? Why is not the gospel not preached? Because I'm here to tell you this morning that I want my crown. I want my crown so I can stand before a holy God on holy ground with holiness and saying, Lord, I've done that which you have commanded me to do. And he will say unto me, enter into my rest. Or am I only and Barnabas? Have not we power to forbear working? Who goes a warring any time at his own charge? Did you get your orders from the Lord Jesus Christ with the gospel of God that he saved you and redeemed you from the curse of sin? That you have been transformed, that you are walking no longer in darkness but in the light, and that you're letting your light shine? Did you just take off from the starting line and asking everybody, where's the finish line? Are you running this race and into this war yourself? And you're asking people, once you get 50 feet, 100 yards, say, well, is it over yet? No, it's not over. The race is not given to the swift. No man sits and wars and entangles himself with the world, or sit down and go to war with a man with 10,000 and you have 1,000. You have to count the cost. If the Lord Jesus Christ has not sent you, and the gospel of God is not manifested in you, and you are not able to live the life and tell the truth and to know the way, which is Jesus Christ, then you're doing a warfare in vain, and you're doing it at your own charge. You go and you plant a vineyard, you eat of it, the flocks thereof, you eat, you drink the milk of it. God wants you to be rewarded for your work, but it's not all about your work. It's not about this world. It's about setting your affections and your treasures above, where no thief and no moth can break through and steal. Your justification and your sanctification is not here on earth. Your sanctification and your justification and your reward is in heaven. And you look at verse 9 and say, well, many of the church leaders, they run this because they want appreciations and church anniversaries, and I understand that. That's well and good. For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Does God not take care for the oxen? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He provides for the sparrow. He said, look at the sparrow. Aren't there not five sparrows sold in the market for a farthing, and not one of them fall to the ground? He said, look at the ravens. They don't spin, they don't sow, but your heavenly Father take care of them. He says, I know what you need before you ask. I know what you have need of. You trust me and trust the gospel, because I'm here to tell you this morning, I want my crown. I want to be the ox for God, whether I'm muzzled, take the muzzle off so that I can proclaim the gospel and the liberty of Christ, that I may bear the burden, not as those that went into the vineyard to work and said, well, for a penny a day, I'll pay you. And then all started to complaining, saying, well, we was here from morning all the way to the evening, and you're going to justify giving this same man that started just 1 hour ago a penny? God is looking for people who are not in it for the money, who is not in it for the rewards or the acclimates. God wants people who will preach and stand the gospel and stand on it and have the love of God in their heart for the people and tell them that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. And if you don't live a holy life, you will wind up in the lake of fire burning for all eternity. God wants a transformed, transfixed life, that you can lift your eyes into the hills from which cometh your help, because all your help comes from the Lord. We need our crown. I pray that you're not running this race in vain. I pray that you're living to the express glory of his greatness, to the power of the Christ that resurrected you and resurrected himself, that we may have a right to the tree of life. I pray that for our sake, in verse 10, he is altogether for our sake, and for our sake, no doubt, for this is written, that he has plowed and should plow in hope, and that he that threshes in hope should be partakers of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual thing, it's a great thing. If we have reaped your carnal thing, I want Christ and nothing else. I want to proclaim the gospel and the liberty that he died, that he suffered under the hands of Pontius Pilate, that he suffered under the hand of Caiaphas, that he suffered under the hands of the Romans, that he was beaten for my transgression. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities and for your iniquities. And I'm here to tell you to proclaim the gospel of God, that in Christ there is liberty and there's life. This life is only but a brief moment. But the power and the suffering of all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. I want nothing else but Christ. And that is sufficient for me. There's not works. It is not how good you are, how much money you have in your bank account, what you're going to be, what you was. It is about Christ. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I want my crown. Do you want your crown? Do you know in verse 13 that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers of the altar? The holy thing that was born in Bethlehem on that morning where the star stood above, where all the heavenly hosts proclaim that Jesus Christ is born, King of kings, Lord of lords, King of the Jews, King of the world, King of history. Do you not know the holy thing, that three that bears witness on earth, the water, the blood, and the Spirit, and that there's three that bears witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit? Do you not know that these are holy things? We have this treasure in earthly vessels. We need to hold to God's unchanging hand. We need to build our hopes on things eternal. We need to tell the people that you need to stop sinning, that you need to turn to God, and look unto the hills from which cometh your help. You don't have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. You have been redeemed, and if you have redeemed, you ought to let the Lord say so. You ought to tell the Lord, I'm thankful that you redeemed me. I thank you, God. I'm thankful because I want my crown. Even so has the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live in the gospel. You have to live the gospel of God in the manifold blessings of his majestic power. God, the supreme being, the ruler of every living thing, the keeper and the watchman and the captain of our salvation. Oh, he walks with me and he talks with me, and I can tell people, come while the dew is still on the roses. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come, let the Lord stretch forth, O God, their hands, that they may be made whole. Come, ye without money. Come, he, and drink and buy bread without price. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come, and I will give you rest. Come, learn of me. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. For this cause came I into the world, the Master says, to seek and to save that which is lost. We cannot condone the things that we see. The church, the body of the living God, is the judges of the world. We have to rectify when we see sin. That is going to be the only thing that we need to tell our brothers and sisters, and even our own self, that is going to separate us from God. Even as the Lord ordained us, you have been ordained, my brother and my sister. Don't you want your crown? Don't you want to do that which is right so the Lord can bless you? Don't you want to walk under the blessings of God? Don't you want to have the suffering of Christ in your life so that you can gain eternal life? Don't you want to have him to be the one and only source of your hope, of your joy, of your patience, of your gentleness, of your meekness, of your self-control? The fruits of the Spirit, there is no law against it, because there is my crown. If I take on God's righteousness as he had took on my sin, then I walk no more to myself, for I have been bought with a price. I have none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me. For if it was better for me to die, then any man should make my glorying void. I don't want to live in vain. I don't want to live in hell and then die and go to hell. I want to keep my eye on the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. I want to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and as much as I know that my labor is not going to be in vain in the Lord. I'm not going to preach to others and then myself be thrown into the trash pile of God's heap, which is called hell. I want God in the morning. I want him in the noonday. I want him in the evening. It's all God, all day, all the time. I have to live holy. And do you agree with me, my brothers and sisters? Because I want my crown. I want my crown because it's going to be terrible for me. If God put all of this dunamis inside of me, all of this nitroglycerin, all of this power to transform lives on his behalf as an ambassador, I'm not going to preach or to teach what I will. But I'm going to preach and teach what thus says the Lord.
And he says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It is within your reach. Lift up your eyes. Come out of darkness. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I know it's hard to get rid of learned and trained behavior. I know it's hard because religion caused division. I know it's hard to get out of ideology, theology. I know it's hard because we want our own concept. We want our own opinion. But with God, there is no concept and you have no opinion, for you have been bought and purchased with his own blood. He purchased the church with his own blood. It is he that does this. So I have to, and you have to, my brother and sister, preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that he died. He came to die. No man took his life, but he laid it down of his own accord. And he said, I lay it down. Why, Lord? Why do you lay your life down? Because I have power to pick it up again. No man takes my life. I lay it down of my own accord. I came to do this. Lord, I understand. I want my crown. What is my reward? What is my reward? My reward is to see Jesus. My reward is to be made free from all of the shackles of this world. All the pain that racks my body, all the sin that I battle in my mind when I desire to do good, evil is always present. I want to be a more effective, fervent ambassador for Christ. But the stumbling blocks of the enemy are at every turn. When I come out of the house, I turn right, there he is. When I turn left, there he is. When I go forward, there he is. I understand how you feel. But when this life is over, we have a home that's not made with hands, and it's eternal in the heavens. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I want my crown. I look at Paul's writing in verse 20 of chapter 9. He says, to the Jew, I became a Jew. To them that are under the law, to those that have no law, I became to them law. To the weak, I became weak. As I made all things to all men. Excuse me. And I said to myself, how can you be all things to all men? He say, when the gospel of God is in you, you cannot be so heavenly high that you're no earthly good. You must be like a wrench that God can use you over here with the weak, over here with the poor, over here with the rich, over here with the affluent, over here that don't know God, that you can present Jesus Christ unto him. Over here where you can see that the people are almost like King Agrippa, almost a Christian. That's the weak. We must become that which God is proud of. We must become that which every man that strives for mastery, as I close, is temperate in all things, and they do it to attain a corruptible crown. But we are not in it for corruptibleness. We're in it for uncorruption. We want the crown of righteousness. We want the crown that we can tell that young man and that young girl and the old man and the old girl that are sitting there and is listening to me right now with a cigarette in their mouth, with a marijuana stick in their mouth, with an alcohol bottle in front of them. We can tell them that you do not have to live in hell and then die and go to hell, but you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can stretch forth your hand and draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh unto you. Or else you shall wind up where the devil, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are, and hell, death, and the grave all get thrown into the lake of fire. I therefore now I run. I thank God, and I pray for you, my brothers and my sisters, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air. I'm not shadow boxing. I'm not throwing blows for nothing. I'm not fighting for nothing. I'm fighting the good fight of faith so I can finish my course. And so I can keep the faith that the love of God may abide in me, because Jesus will keep you. Paul closes with, but I kept under my body and bring into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be shipwrecked and rejected. I beg you, turn to God. He is a holy God. He's righteous. He's just. He is faithful. You must confess your sins. You must confess your faults. And I thank you, and I pray that you have a blessed week. I pray you tune into this show. And again, you can come and join Christ Zion. This is a startup ministry. 1800 Edgewood Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Thursday night, 7 to 8. Come by. Listen to the show. Pray for me. Call in. Let me pray for you. Tell me what God is doing. Tell me he's still alive. Tell me you love him. Tell me you're going to trust him. Tell me that there was something that God told me to say. There was something that God told me to do. Call in. The call-in number for the show as you listen to it every Monday at 11 a.m. is 904-401-1413. 904-401-1413. This is the Reverend Kenneth Jones of Christ Zion. God bless you. Remember, all God, all day, all the time. The truth is holy. Live holy. God bless you, and may he keep you is my prayer. And remember, if you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we love you. I love you. I want to hear from you. Would you be so kind to get in touch? In Jesus' name, I thank you. Thank you for your prayer. Amen.
Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida 32208. That's Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida 32208. Reach us by phone, 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. Follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion, Inc. That's Christ with an S. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion. Principles for Daily Living. Because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless you.